This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
In today's digital world, security is everything. But who's protecting your business from cyber threats? At MyTech1, we specialize in cutting-edge cybersecurity and managed services that keep you safe, secure, and operational 24/7. Visit MyTech1, MyTechOne.com or call 1-844-MyTech1. That's 844-648-3241. Your trusted partner in cybersecurity.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of the top community leaders here in the South Florida area. Well, listeners, it's the third week. So I turn that over to my good friend, Mindy Figueroa, who is the president and CEO of Latin to Latin Marketing. Take it over, Mindy.
Welcome to the Latin to Latin Connection segment of the South Florida Community Roundup, where we bring you expert insights on the important topics for our community. Today, I am incredibly excited to introduce our special guest, Marisol Gonzalez, the newly appointed CEO for the Hispanic Heritage Chamber. Marisol is an experienced non-for-profit executive, board member, and ecosystem builder with a strong track record of leading mission-driven initiatives that drive economic opportunity and empower underserved communities. With over 30 years of experience in non-for-profit management, Marisol specializes in building strategic partnerships, and I can attest to that, strengthening communities networks and advancing sustainable growth for minority entrepreneurs and small business owners. She is a passionate advocate for economic equity, having led regional programs focused on business development, leadership training, and access to capital. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. Ensuring that the voices of Hispanic entrepreneurs and other underrepresented groups are heard and supported. Her work emphasizes collaboration, innovation, and culturally responsive engagements to build economic ecosystems of opportunity in both urban and emerging markets. Welcome, Marisol Gonzalez, to Latin to Latin Connection podcast.
Thank you, Arminda. What an honor to be here.
Well, anyway, this is about you, and I'm honored that you're here. And first of all, this is a great news. You became the new CEO of Hispanic Heritage Chamber. And I had your predecessor, he was my first guest in my first show 8 months ago. So I'm excited that I'm having you back. And we're going to talk about what were you doing for and what you're doing now. So first of all, thank you for being here. It's exciting times. And you have done an amazing job, I think, in just what, 2 months? It's just like, yeah, 3 months? Oh, okay. Sorry. Tell me what prompted that you will become the CEO of this newly formed organization in Broward, which basically is for South Florida and Palm Beach. But tell us, what's going on?
Yeah, well, I have been with the chamber as a board member for the past 2 years, a little bit over 2 years. The chamber actually was founded in 2017, but then everybody knows pandemic hit. It took like a pause, and it was revamped in 2023. So I was on the board side, but I'm following the steps of Andres Manjarres. He was an interim president. We knew that he was there while that transition happened. And I come from the nonprofit side, as you mentioned. Also have been a business owner in the past for almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. And it was a natural fit for me to step into this role. I agree that there was a shared vision with the board. We wanted to continue growing. We wanted to expand. And I felt this was my place at this point in my life. So
it's just fantastic. And you know, you said something very important. You were a business owner for 10 years. You have the true practical experience of understanding what we all go through when we're starting a business, when we run the business and everything. So having such an advocate that you are, because I've seen you in action when you were at HAY, and HAY stands for Hispanic Entrepreneur Institute. So it's more like preparing or giving resources to small businesses, kind of like the basics, right? But the Hispanic Chamber has a different role. So can you go into what is it that you're doing differently, and what is your big programs right now? Because I can talk and say about it, but you're the one who's really making an amazing impact. I mean, every day when I sit down, when we're here at the Tower Club or where, whatever, you're like connecting with everyone. You're like everywhere. Tell me, how do you do it?
Well, I do it because the chamber has an amazing team, from board members to volunteers to staff. It may be one face that you see a lot, but that face is there because there is a whole group of people.
I see that. I saw that.
Towards the same. And you saw it at Progresando.
Progresando. That was amazing. Sold out event. Yeah. And we'll talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So it's the work of many. The difference right now.
You're very humble, by the way. You're very humble. So thank you for that. I really appreciate that. But you're a very unique person.
The difference right now basically is that HAY, Hispanic Entrepreneur Initiative, has an amazing mission. It's a nonprofit organization that empowers Hispanic entrepreneurs and other minorities to create sustainable businesses in this business culture in the U.S. While the chamber is embedded in our mission, but the mission is a lot larger because we stand for advocacy through our Government Affairs and Economic Development Committee. We are already working on that side. We are working on connections and networking at all levels, not only networking among our members, small businesses, but our President Circle members, our sponsors, and among themselves. So opening that kind of doors and those opportunities through the right connections. We also have the vision to bring different kinds of opportunities to work with the government.
Yes.
So we are connecting also with government organizations and promoting programs through third party as well. So we are having, for example, right now in August, we're having a workshop with Stephanie Carvajalino on how to access grants as a small business. But at the same time, in the same space, we're going to have a Q&A with people from economic development in Broward and Palm Beach, because that's another way to access capital. So we cover all the areas that a small business needs to grow.
Right. You know, with Access Capital, I'm glad that you brought that, because it was mentioned in the Progresando second conference that was actually a partnership with the Office of Small Business and Economic Development, right? That's how it kind of started. But you had also very stellar supporters, which we're going to talk about it in a minute. But let's talk about Access Capital. I remember when I started 18 years ago, I have to save my money, my spouse, family members, my mother. We all kind of like came together and said, we're going to do this. We're going to support you. And we use our own finances and everything. Yes, of course, we went to the bank and this and that, et cetera. I did have a great experience with one of the local bankers. And I continued to tell her that she gave me an amazing line of credit. And I will never forget that. That was Aris Sandler, which she was with Bank United. But you are really working on this access to capital with amazing organizations. You're making that like a topic. Tell me a little bit about why you're doing this and how you're doing it.
We do it through great partners, as you mentioned. Even board members, we have Andres Manjarres, mention him again, and Carolina Beira, who also has a finance background, to lead that initiative to elevate the conversations. Like we were talking once we got together, Arminda, we need to elevate the conversation among our members.
But they need to know how to do it.
They need to do it, and they need to go beyond opening a bank account or just establishing the company. That is great, but we want to bring them to the next level. We want them to be able to create a legacy from the funds that they have saved, either for their retirement, for their family members, for whatever way they want to set it up. So how we can do that? By getting involved with banking organizations, seeing what opportunities are there, how we can connect the people, and how we can educate them to actually be eligible for these kinds of programs. Right now, we are going to start a partnership with Chase through their coaching.
That's Carolina, right?
Yeah, Carolina Alessano, through her Coaching for Impact program.
Yeah, so that program sounds fantastic.
We are going to have cohorts from chamber members go through that coaching. And when they graduate, they continue under the mentorship of the bank one-to-one. So those are great opportunities for our members, or like what we said, connecting them with Maribel Feliciano, that is the director of economic development for Broward County.
That's amazing. Now we have.
It is a great asset that we have around ourselves, and humble enough that she talks to all the members, all the people that approach her.
Always accessible.
Yeah, yes. I really believe these are the kind of conversations and resources that our entrepreneurs and small business owners need to continue growing. And to not only to do well, but also for that to be sustainable.
Yes, so, that's a great word. That's a great word, because sometimes, when we come to America, some of us that have not been born here in the States, but now we are part of the economic engine. We sometimes were very humble in terms of, okay, we're going to borrow, or we're going to use our own money, et cetera. But in America, there's a tendency to use other people's money, but we don't know how to access that. So it's very important. And we also sometimes don't think big enough And it happened to me many times. And, you know, I was able to seek out mentors and seek out other people that could do this. And I think the program that Carolina has is great. I know that Andres does a great job in educating his clients and non-clients and telling them about the financial, how to set up financial legacy. You know, the way I see it is when I decide to stop doing what I'm doing, or I retired, or I decide to sell my company, I want to make sure that if I make enough money, not only I'm going to take care of myself, but I want to take care of my other second generation. Whether I don't have kids, but I may want to help my nephews or leave some kind of a legacy for our community. And that's something that institutionally, the Anglo communities, they learn very, very early on. And sometimes we struggle with that. So I think it's fascinating what you're doing, because you're kind of intersecting that early on, and then projecting and pulling all the partners to come and say, okay, here's the audience, teach them what they have to do to be successful.
Yes. And something interesting with the chamber is we have all ages represented there. So we also have a group, and eventually I wanted to grow into a like young professionals group. We have a lot of younger generation.
Yes.
Of Hispanics, and maybe second generation, and their parents didn't grow with this mindset of
right.
How to set the legacy. But this new generation is ready. So educating them is going to create a lasting impact. And at the end of the day, a chamber is about economic development. It's about ours. It's to empower this Hispanic business community. In any way we can do it.
Yeah. And I've seen that. Yeah, I like the component of the government, because I think it's very important. What you do extremely well is that you sit down with commissioners, mayors, vice mayors, et cetera, in Broward County and Palm Beach, and you exposed what we're all doing. And I think sometimes people don't understand the financial impact that all those small Hispanic owned businesses have. For instance, there's 80 something thousand. I was talking to Maribel, because I also have her in the show a few months ago. And there's 80 something thousand businesses registered in Broward. Imagine just in Broward. That's a 2 million population, right? So we think because the population is about 35% Hispanic, that that's representing in small businesses as well, or a big portion of that. So in average, imagine if we have an average of $250,000, $500,000 revenue, or even $1 million, you know the power that we have in terms of impact in the economy, for taxes, for employment, et cetera. And I think when you sit down, from what I hear in your conversations anyway, is that you talk about the numbers, and the numbers are important.
Yes.
So I think
The facts are you cannot resist.
Yes.
And at that moment, the conversation goes from an opinion, what it is. And
yes.
I really believe in anything you do, the facts are really important. And
yes.
You don't need to show more than, look, here is what we bring in all areas. And that's why another thing that has me very excited with the chamber, there is a lot to come. Like my friend Yvette Drucker says, the best is yet to come. I believe so.
Nice. I think so.
Yeah. And one of the things we want is to show that we are represented in all areas of the life in the U.S. So we created, we have the regular committees that most chambers have, but there are two new committees. One is the technology committee.
Oh, important.
Which is
AI.
Which is very important and is way beyond AI. We need to understand that technology for you is a tool in many, many ways. In fact, for the first time, we are starting a cohort that started with a class on the digital divide. And 10 businesses were selected because they qualify for an 8-week cohort on digital growth. So that is a new program we have. And the second committee is the arts and culture.
Oh,
and that is
brilliant.
is chaired by our board member, Tatiana Velasquez from the Boca Raton Museum of Art.
Yes.
The arts is also a business, and you need to know how to
absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for that. I was there about a month ago, and I was like, yes, you know, we cannot forget that also our culture collectively, Latinos, we're very artsy. We love, that's part of our heritage, that's part of celebrating who we are and not to forgetting where we come from. That doesn't mean that we're not open to engage ourselves and assimilate ourselves in our new culture of being Americans. But I think it's brilliant what you did, like bringing the arts together with the business community. I think is something to be done. Tell me a little bit about your vision or your like short-term vision. What do you want to do? I know you're putting the committees, you mentioned that, but what is you telling the companies? Because you have big names, you know, you have PMI, you have a couple of other people that participated in Progresando and are now their partners. What are you telling partners that are coming to you that you want them to do with our membership, for instance?
We want corporations to support our members. Everything from our programs that are just pure access to capital, corporations are very interested in supporting that side, but also anything that is progress for our community, because at the end of the day, in that conversation with the corporations, it always goes back to we are the consumers. We are the suppliers. If we're educated well enough, we will be the best ones serving.
Oh my God. And we're so loyal.
Yeah, if we're going to go and ask for a loan, let's say in the bank, but we are already prepared, we made your life a lot easier. So help us help you. And in partnership, everything is possible, and I believe everybody grows. And that conversation has been very well received, understanding that everybody plays a role in this vision of growth. And something that I want in my vision is to continue growing our American members.
Non-Hispanic, you mean? Like non-Hispanic?
Yeah, the non-Hispanic.
This is open.
Because I always say we Hispanics are American, but we are Hispanic. We have the two cultures and the dos culturas, like Elaine says.
Yes.
And we know how to navigate them and respect and honor both. So I want the two cultures to integrate in the chamber.
And I love that. I noticed that also, that non-Hispanics are coming and reaching out because they understand the value that we have to buy houses. We have to put money in the bank. We have to go to medical services. We have to put skills in kids in the school. We have to buy cars. You know, we are consuming. Where can we... people can reach and become a member or go to one of the events? What was the best contact information?
I believe the easiest way is to go through our website. Yeah. Our new website was just launched, and we keep updating our events page. Is www.myhhcc.com. There you can see sponsorship opportunities, the different memberships that we offer. Our newsletters are there. We are putting out a page just for resources where grants that are available will be there, where tips about financial education will be there. So that resource page will be very, very important for our members. So this is our website, and through our website, there is also the contact us page.
Yeah.
We are here to meet the community and to serve.
Well, I want to thank you for that. I'm going to tell you one thing. I just talking about it. I want these radio podcasts that I have every Saturday to be a vehicle for the voice of other members of the chamber and all the partners that come to them. We need to talk about offline about that, because I just thought about a couple of ideas. You know me, I come up with different ideas. I want to thank you
Marisol, for what you're doing, for what you have been doing already for our community for many, many years. And I want to invite people to participate and to join the chamber if they are interested and to learn more about the activities. Marisol, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing your vision and passion for economic equity and community building. We are truly excited to see the impact you will make as the new CEO, and you're already doing, at the Hispanic Heritage Chamber, and we wish you immense success. Latin to Latin Connection is here to bring a voice to Latino entrepreneurs, business people, and civic leaders to share insights about the vibrant and growing Latino community in South Florida. For those interested in reaching out, please contact us at info@l2lmarketing.com or visit our website at l2lmarketing.com. Let us know what topics you're interested in. South Florida Community Roundup Latin to Latin Connection will be aired every third Saturday of each month at 7 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. And next month, I have a very special guest and a dear friend, Maria Hernandez of United Way to Broward. So stay tuned y hasta la próxima.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David and Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.